In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, please be seated. The disciples had reason to be fearful. Their Lord had just been executed. Their own lives were in danger. And as we heard on Easter Sunday, the two Marys had told them that Jesus' tomb was empty and that he has risen. So much was unknown, so much to be afraid of. They did what the women had told them to do. They gathered in Galilee, hoping to see Jesus. There was much fear felt in that room, certainly of the unknown. The door was locked. How long had they been in there, together, waiting? Were they talking amongst themselves, or were they alone with their own thoughts? All we do know from today's reading is that they were afraid. So when Jesus appears among them, the first thing he says is, "Peace be with you." He comforts their fear. Then he reveals his wounds, and they rejoice. At Easter, we heard from Matthew's gospel that the Marys left the empty tomb with fear and great joy. And when the risen Christ greeted them, he said, "Be not afraid." He calmed their fear so that they became full of joy. Jesus does the same with the disciples in Galilee with the words, "Peace be with you." These words soothe the fear in the room, and they who were present and witnesses rejoiced. Jesus brings the disciples back together and says it again, "Peace be with you." And this time he follows it up by breathing the Holy Spirit upon them. Those who were close to Jesus received their Pentecost moment early in the presence of their Lord. Their fear is no more. The power of the Spirit has entered them. Peter, full of the Spirit, gives his sermon at the Pentecost, but we can't call it that yet. Our reading from Acts this morning is spliced up so that we don't jump too far ahead to that holy day. We have 43 more days to go. But anyway, praise be to God on that. But we see and hear a renewed and energized Peter testifying to the people that God raised Jesus from the dead, and that the people's own ancestral King David foreshadowed this and attested to it, to the risen Christ. This is powerful evidence to the people of Jerusalem. Peter quotes David, and we can fact check him by going ahead to Psalm 168. "For you will not abandon my soul to Hades, or let your Holy One see the pit." Peter's courage and absence of fear continues as he writes his first letter to the new faithful. Peter declares that our hope of God's gift of mercy is through the resurrected Christ. This is the path to our salvation: faith in the risen Christ. Peter states it clearly. Although you have not seen, you love him. This is an echo to Jesus' words. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe. This was Jesus' response to his intimate encounter with the disciple Thomas. Thomas was not present at the first gathering of the disciples when the risen Jesus first appeared. He was told afterwards. For whatever reason, he was not there the first time, so his fear lingered. He may have even been bitter for missing out. So Thomas was to do his own fact-checking. He wants to experience what all the others had already achieved and were rejoicing about. They had already seen Jesus' hands and side and believed. Thomas wanted his moment. And when Jesus again appears before his disciples, he invites Thomas to come close to him and to lay hands on him. But before he does, he again says, "Peace be with you." This was a way of bringing the disciples, all of them, back together. And Thomas did, and then he rejoiced. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe. Peter goes on to say in his first letter, even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and rejoice. And there is joy in our believing. Our fear has been reduced. Listen to his greeting again. Peace be with you. And let that calmness settle over you. What is our greeting of peace? When we greet someone we know or someone we don't, do we offer a sense of God's peace first? We do this at worship. We begin with, "The Lord be with you." And we set aside during the service a moment of peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you. And when we begin to pray at other times, we say it again. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. This is our echo of Jesus' comforting words. What is your echo? I have a good friend by the name of Jeff, and I didn't give him the heads up that I was going to put him in my sermon this morning. It came kind of late, so if you're watching, Jeff, I'm sorry about that. But I love him as a brother. His son once posted on Facebook on his father's birthday a beautiful tribute. "I've never known my dad to be unkind to anyone. After Jeff retired, I noticed he started greeting most everyone as my friend. I took note of this and realized that the son had mentioned this, and he was right. His dad did call most everyone friend. That was his greeting. And I look back on some of his emails to me, and he would start it, "Dear friend." Now, some of us who knew him well thought because Jeff was getting up there in years that maybe he just couldn't remember all of our names, so he just called everybody friend. But that wasn't the case. That wasn't what he was doing. He was greeting us with that peace. And when I saw his son's post and read it again, I felt joy. Jeff is greeting us with the peace of our Lord in his own way. Good to see you, my friend. We need more first encounters that begin with a gesture of peace. With those of us that we don't always see eye to eye with people we don't agree with on certain important issues to us. Even with those of us who haven't seen yet and who don't believe. Because our Lord says to all, those who believe and to those who have yet come to believe, peace be with you. Amen.